Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Masech des Nazir, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. This person says, Hareini Nazir, Meya Yayim. I am a Nazir for 100 days. He spells it out, 100 days. Zok the Mishnah, Nitma Yayim Meya. Then he became Tamei on the 100th day. Can you imagine? Soyser Esakail. He loses all 100 days. Now, L'chaira, based on what we learned in the last Mishnah, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree, because here he set out a number. Rabbi Eliezer told us, if someone says, Hareini Nazir Shloishim Yayim, and he becomes Tamei on day number 30, he has to redo all 30 days. So L'chaira, here too, he should have to redo all 100 days. But that's not the case. Rabbi Eliezer says, Eina Saiser El Shloishim. He has to redo only 30 days. That's a long time. But that's 70 days less than what the Chachamim would have him do. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, had he become Tamei, in this case where he was a Nazir for 100 days, had he become Tamei on day number 99 or any day beforehand, he has to go back to the beginning. But if it was the last day, called the Yom Melois, the day that had he finished off that day would have been the last day of his Nazirus, if this was the Hashgach, he should become Tamei then, he does not have to redo the whole 30 days, he just has to redo 30 days. Rabbi Eliezer learns this from a pasuk. The Batanura actually brings the pasuk in the previous Mishnah. The pasuk says, "V'zois Tyrus Hanazir biyoyim melois yemei nizrei." This is the halach of the Nazir on the day he finishes, he completes the days of his Naziris. So if he gets into trouble on the day that he finishes, this is the halacha of a Nazir, then he has to redo only the standard, the regular amount of Naziris, which is 30 days. That's what Rabbi Eliezer darshens the pasuk. Even though he was finishing off, let's say, 100-day Naziris. So let me ask you, how come Rabbi Eliezer didn't argue in the previous Mishnah? And the answer is, it wasn't Nogei in the previous Mishnah. At the end of the previous Mishnah, he said to start with, the whole Naziris is 30 days. And he became Tamei on the last day. So the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer both say he has to redo 30 days. But the truth is for different reasons. According to the Chachamim, there's no difference in the last day and the other days. You got to redo the whole thing from the beginning. But over there, from the beginning, meant 30 days. According to Rabbi Eliezer, he also redoes 30 days. Because that's the halach. If you become Tamei on the last day, you have to do 30 days. And over there, the Naziris happened to be 30 days. So they're saying the same thing as the Chachamim. But if the Naziris happens to be 100 days, because he said, Hareini Nazir Me'ayayim. So here there's a difference. According to the Chachamim, he goes back to the beginning of 100. According to Rabbi Eliezer, because he only became Tamei on the day he was finishing, he only has to redo 30 days. Weiter sagt the Mishnah. Again, we have here a person who said, I am hereby a Nazir for 100 days. And Nitma Yoim Me'ayah Ve'echad. He became Tamei on the 101st day. Oh, very good. So what's the problem? Well, it was before he did the Teglachas and brought his Karbonis. So according to the Tanakhama, Soyser Shloishim Yom. He has to redo 30 days. What do you mean? But he became Tamei after his Naziris was over. And Chanami. But the Rabbanan said, because L'maisa, he didn't do what a Nazir does at the end of his Naziris, he has to do over the 30 days. Why did Chazal make this gzeira? There was skit. People will confuse day number 101 and day number 100. But when Chazal make a gzeira, they don't make it too strict. So they said, even if it's a long Naziris, we'll redo at least 30 days. In this case as well, Rabbi Eliezer is mekel. He's more lenient. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm ein asoysel a shiva. The basically, as we explained earlier, Rabbi Eliezer, when he says you have to redo 7 days, he's really saying you have to redo nothing. Rabbi Eliezer does not have this gezeira. We're not going to say if he became Tamei on day number 101, we should make him recount in case somebody will confuse it with becoming Tamei on day number 100. Why then does he say you have to count another 7 days? That's just a practical thing. You can't come into the Beis HaMikdash to do the Seder of Tiglachas and the things a Nazir has to do, which we'll learn later. You can't do that if you're Tamei. And it takes 7 days to become tar, like we explained earlier. He has to have the water that's mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma sprinkled on him on day number 3 and 7, and then to tovel himself. So the fact is, he's going to be delayed 7 days. But as far as having to count over in the Naziris, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he wouldn't have to. Right, so you know what? Let's do a chazara on Mishnah's Gimel and Dalet here. A nazir that became tummy, whether he became tummy b'mezid or b'shogeg, he loses his days of naziris. He does a special tiglachas, which is for a tamadik nazir, and he has to bring karbanis, then he starts counting again. What if he became tummy on the very last day? So some said a rainy nazir, so by default it's a 30-day nazirus, even though he didn't say 30 days, because the shortest Naziris is 30 days, and he becomes tummy a day number 30. According to the Chacham, and that's the Halacha, he still has to recount everything, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, only 7 days. Which really means he has to recount nothing. But the fact is, he has to wait 7 days till he can bring his karbanas, because it takes 7 days to become tahar. That's why he stays as a Nazir another 7 days. If someone says out, Hareini Nazir Shloishim Yaim, he says 30 days, and he becomes tummy on the 30th day, he loses everything. That's both according to the Chachamim and according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, really, Rabbi Eliezer holds, if you become tummy on the last day, you never have to recount more than 30 days. So if he was a Nazir to start with for 30 days, there's no difference in the Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer. According to the Chacham, you have to go back to the beginning of the Nazirus. According to Rabbi Eliezer, again, if you became tummy on the last day, you have to recount 30 days, but the whole Nazirus is 30 days. So there's no practical difference. But, like we learned in Mishnah Dalet, if he says, I'm a Nazir for 100 days, and he becomes tummy on day number 100, here's where we're going to see a big difference. According to the Chacham, he has to go back to day one, recount 100. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if you become tummy on the Yom Malais, which means on the last day, he learns from the Pasuk, Ozois Taras HaNazir, you only have to recount 30 days. Now, Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Again, in this case, where he said, Hareini Nazir Meya Yom, that he's a Nazir for 100 days. He finished 100 days, but he didn't do the Teglachas yet. Didn't shave his hair, didn't do the things that he needs to finish off the Naziris. It's now day 101 and he becomes Tamei. According to the Chachamim, as a Gzeda de Rabbanu, we're going to make him recount 30 days because we're scared you're going to confuse day 100 to day 101. Rabbi Eliezer does not have that Gzeda. He says only 7 days, and that doesn't mean to recount Naziris for 7 days. You don't have to recount anything. He finished his Naziris. But because it's before the Teglachas, and technically speaking, he can't come to the Beis Hamikdash to do it till he becomes Tahar, and it takes 7 days to become Tahar, so for all practical purposes, he's going to be a Nazir for another 7 days. But not the 30 that the Chachamim would require.